Then kneeling by her her bed. The last words that she said, you know you always took my breath away. That night he closed his eyes and dreamed about her, and he swore he'd love her till his dying day. He didn't have the will to live without her. He loved her so, she took his breath away. Oh, one last time, she took his breath away.
WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM, Sweetbriar, Amherst, Lynchburg. James King there was She Took His Breath Away. Sending it out to James from Caitlin. She loves you, buddy. She loves you a lot. Special Consensus before that, another new tune from there. 35 years of Special Consensus. Brand new CD that was Working on a Railroad. Steep Canyon Rangers gave us Heartbreak Is Real. Tommy Webb started off that set with a Teardrop In. Past hour of Bluegrass Sunday Morning has been brought to you in part by Heinz Musitronics, locally owned and operated since 1979. Heinz sells, services, and leases musical instruments as well as PA and DJ equipment, and is now a dealer for all M Audio products, JBL professional speakers, Soundcraft mixers, and Laney amps. Also at Heinz is the Heinz Music Academy, a lessons program for every imaginable instrument. That's Heinz Musitronics, where musicians and technology meet, 2171 University Avenue, and at HeinzMusitronics.com. This hour has also been brought to you by the Theater at Lime Kiln in Lexington, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Fantastics. This month, from May 20th through tonight, the 23rd at 7:30 p.m., gates and concessions open at 6, tickets and information online at theater@limekiln.com or by phone at 540-463-7088. Theater at Lime Kiln, where entertainment comes naturally. Bluegrass Sunday Morning is a copyrighted presentation of WNRN and the program producer and may not be reproduced or sold without permission. If you have any questions or comments about this program, you can write to me, Rusty Sempre, at WNRN, 2250 Old Ivy Road, Suite Number 2, Charlottesville, Virginia, 22903, or email me at bluegrasssundaymorning@wnrn.org. Be sure to include the date on which you heard the program. Thanks a bunch for tuning in. Rick Moore's up next with a very interesting wake-up call. I'll leave you with Mr. Darren Beachley and the Legends of the Potomac off his latest CD, Takeoff. This is Last Ride on WNRN.
He climbed into a boxcar looking for a ride to yesterday. Smell of grain and fresh baled hay brought back a memory from younger days. So good to feel the rhythm of the rails again. So good to feel the lonesome whistle blow. It took the touch of a lady's hand to leave this all behind, and an understanding why to let him go. She'll let go one last time, thinking you'll be home again by morning light. He looked to see the tears fall from her eyes as the freight train took her hobo down the track for one last ride. Face. Trying to rekindle some old flame he used to burn in younger days. So good to feel the rhythm of the rails again. So good to feel the lonesome whistle blow. It took the touch of a lady's hand to leave this all behind, and an understanding why to let him go. She'll let go one last time, thinking you'll be home again by morning light. He looked to see the tears fall from her eyes as the freight train took her hobo down the track for one last ride.
track for one last ride as the freight train took her hobo down the track. One last ride.
Wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Ooh, graduation Sunday at the university. I hope you're all dressed nicely. Feeling good. It's not raining. When I graduated just last year, it was about 95 degrees, but the guys behind us were smart enough to bring a cooler full of beer. It made everything so nice. Let's see. We are going to be talking about graduation today. We're going to be talking about high school graduation and sort of what to do next, decisions that have been made, and a whole bunch of friends sort of moving along. All right. It is May 23rd here in the Wake Up Call, and probably where you are too. Let's thank Lovingston 94.7 for tuning in, and the folks at Sugar Snap for allowing us to be on air today. Sugar Snap, offering gently used baby and kids items such as outerwear, shoes, hats, crib bedding, nursing pillows, and maternity and nursing clothes, as well as other locally made items. A kid-friendly play area is available while you shop. You can become a fan of Sugar Snap on Facebook or Twitter. More info at sugarsnapconsignment.com. All right, let's just sort of jump into things. We got six, I can still count, six people in the studio today. And let's just fire up the microphone. Sean McCord here trying to keep a roundup on things and make sure we got everybody live and running. We'll go this direction because we got a couple guys showing up in just the last minute. Gentlemen, introduce yourselves.
Alex Nolet.
You got to get a lot closer than that.
Ryan Elliott.
Keep going.
Ryan Elliott.
Sandridge.
Sky Young.
Willie D. Simon Evans.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep turning those up. Sean and I always have fun when they work so well during the pre-show, and then here at the end they start firing up and acting like young teenagers who don't want to work properly for us. We are going to, let's see, we have Alex, is it Nolet?
Yes, sir.
Alex Nolet, and you're going to have to talk right into that baby. Don't reduce your aura. Pretend it's the girl you've been waiting to go to the prom with and get really close. Alex Nolet, Ryan Elliott, Willie D., Avery Sandridge, Simon Evans, Sky Young, Alex and Ryan from the Western Albemarle High School soccer team.
Yes, sir.
Willie, Avery, Simon, and Sky from The Wave, a band that's been playing together. Some of you since sixth grade, but the band as a whole together. How long, Willie?
Like
into the microphone, dude.
About like a year and a half.
Right.
Yeah.
About a year and a half. We're going to have to test all these mics again. I can see it coming now. Anyway, our show today is going to be on high school graduation and decisions that have been made and what to do next. All right, Willie D. helped me put this together. Willie Denton Edmondson. Why don't you go by the whole last name?
I guess it's just like a stage name, sort of. Just like a short abbreviation.
Yeah.
So Willie D. It's the band's name.
Yeah,
that's what you go on when you're playing. What does your mom call you?
Probably just Willie.
Yeah. When she's mad at you, does she call you Willie Denton Edmondson?
I don't think so.
No.
That doesn't seem like Liz.
No, it doesn't. Because she's listening, so we can never call up and give me the proper answer.
That's true.
All right. And Willie helped me put this program together because we're going to be talking about. Willie and Avery have been playing in The Wave together for 6 years?
Seven? Since sixth grade.
Yeah.
So.
Good grief. I don't even know. And I'm just a couple years older that I can even remember. I don't even know properly pronounce my sixth grade friend's name. And Alex and Ryan, from the Western soccer team. How long have you guys been playing together?
We've actually been playing since fifth grade together, soccer. We started out playing for soccer, and then we kind of moved on to high school soccer, I guess.
Well, you had generous. All right. oh, Brett Gamm does Brandon.
All right, Rick. Well, let's give you a minute here to gather your thoughts. Let's talk about the soccer team, the past season and some personal growth, gentlemen.
I think especially this season we've built a really good team. At least we've got great players on the team, and I know a lot of us have been playing together for a long time. And we just, there are a lot of, I don't think they're outstanding players. I think we're all kind of a really close team, even outside of the soccer kind of environment. We're all friends, so we do everything pretty much together.
Right, and ever since our freshman year, we've kind of been talking about how once we were seniors, we were going to have such an awesome team because a lot of players from our grade, a lot of soccer players from our grade were just really talented players, and it's going to be hard to leave them next year because we've had such a fun and successful season, but at the same time, it's time for us to go our separate ways, but it's been a great season.
Well, tell me how the team did this year.
This year, so far, we were undefeated as of about a week ago, and we lost our first game to Orange County, kind of a fluke game, but we're actually still competing in the postseason in the Jefferson District Tournament.
Fantastic. Nice. All right. So, you guys are going off to separate colleges in the fall.
Yeah.
Where are you going to?
I'm going to VCU.
And I'm going to UVA.
And UVA, congratulations.
Thank you.
And are any of your other teammates going on to the same colleges as you are?
I know some of the guys are going to UVA, but I don't know if any other guys are going to VCU.
So are you going to be playing? Going to be playing soccer?
I hope to be. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of VCU people are actually in the room right now, man. Going to VCU next year.
All right, we'll step right in. Tell us about that.
So, I've been friends with Alex for a good couple of years. I'm not actually a soccer player, but we're in the wave, and me and Willie are going to be going to VCU next year to study music. I think Willie, are you doing spring semester? Starting in the spring, and me and Alex actually will be going to VCU in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is a show about separations, but it's also a show about reunion.
Yeah, in a way,
so,
yeah.
Okay, so Sky, talk about the wave. How did you guys get started?
Well, I actually I joined the band, I guess, about a year ago. Started playing with the wave.
Not even.
I think it was in August
of
2009. So I started playing with them about a year ago. Really, what happened is we started out as me and Simon and Willie. We're doing a funk group gig thing for the MRC, the Music Resource Center.
And that was for Dave Matthews' band,
right,
by
the
way.
Dave Matthews.
So it was a pretty big gig.
Yeah, we played on the, I think it was April 17th and 18th.
Yeah, it was when they had their last show in Charlottesville.
Last Charlottesville, and we played for a VIP dinner there. But after that, after we kind of, all three of us were playing together, we decided to, to see how I sounded with the wave, and it just kind of started to mix and fit in with the sound.
It just blended really nicely.
Yeah.
Sky's been the newest addition, but we played a gig last night, and it was just, I couldn't even imagine, playing it without you there. It was so good.
Sounded good.
Yeah, he's finally started to find his sound with the band, and it's cool.
Yeah, you guys were, when you came in, you still seem to be glowing about that.
Yeah,
that show.
Yeah, that was a great gig.
Yeah, it's a great feeling to have a solid set.
Okay, now we've got too many people in the studio. I'm already starting to forget names. our soccer players are Ryan and
Alex.
Now, were you at the concert last night?
No,
I was at the concert last night.
Okay, all right. And so, here they are. Turn around. Tell them how they do.
it was a fantastic concert. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about... So the band has been together in various forms for 6 years?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're... I mean, that's... You're young. So that's a major portion of your life.
Yeah.
So talk about your growth as a band. I mean, you've been performing together since you were how old? Very young teenagers?
12, 13?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's so cool. I assume you've watched yourselves grow as musicians as well as people.
We started off with just Avery and I. We just started playing together, and we worked on a few original tunes together, and we started to grow in terms of what type of music and in terms of our sound. We started changing different things, and then we met Sky and Simon, and we just really expanded and made the sound a whole lot better.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with, like, our influences musically. I mean, me and Sky play a lot of, like, jazz gigs around town, so, like, bringing that influence into a rock gig just really makes it, like, a completely original sound.
Yeah, it's so sick, kind of expand.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even songs that Avery and Willie had written, like, years ago are, like, completely different now.
Yeah, that's so funny. Like, Hard Times Are Rolling. When did you write that, Willie? And you're like...
I think, like, 2 years ago.
No, but the old, like, the lyrics.
Oh, yeah, the lyrics a long time ago.
Yeah, because we had a whole different song for that one, and then we just took the lyrics and Willie completely redid it, and it's a great song now.
Before it was, like, an acoustic song, and now we just transformed it to, like, a rock blues song.
Okay, well, I'm going to get back in a minute to talk about your growth as musicians, but I need to mention that today's programming at WNRN is also being brought to you with the support of Bluish Graphics at Mead Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville, providing custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. But let's talk about the music a little bit more, because those are... When you started playing together when you were 12 or 13, and those are kind of angst-ridden years. you're coming out of the dark tunnel and back into the light, and looking forward to decisions now as you go into college and do other things. So going through that together, being friends for that long, going through those times together, and being able to write about it and play about it in your music, did that help you to be able to literally band together and work through some of those issues together?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say so.
Yeah. I mean, I always have Willie there for me, no matter what.
We're, like, not just bandmates, but we're really good friends. So
yeah.
That makes it all the better to play music with them.
Well, let me turn to Alex and Ryan and ask you a similar question. You've been playing soccer together for how long?
Since fifth grade.
Since fifth grade. So fifth grade, that's like 10, 11 years old, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah,
so have you... You've seen each other grow as people, and also as athletes. So compare, hearing the Wave talk about the experience that they've had. Talk about the experience you've had. What did having a reliable team of people that you could always turn to, guys your own age, as you went through all those changes together? I mean, you're talking about pre-adolescence. Through adolescence, into teenagehood, and now, you know, right here on the cusp of adulthood. So what was the experience like being together with those people?
I think a lot of it is, like, I'm close to a lot of the guys on the team, and if I need something, I know I can come to them for help for a lot of stuff. And I've known them for, I think, since sixth grade. I know Ryan and I played, we didn't go to the same school, elementary school, but we played soccer for Osaka, and then we actually went to Henley together, and the way that I knew who he was because of soccer, and he just kind of became my best friend in middle school, and ever since we've just been really close since then. So I guess soccer really brought us together at that point, I guess.
All right. Well, I'm gonna ask an odd question. Suppose you're now 10 years in the future, and you're talking to the guys who are in the station now. Are you still friends? Are you in regular contact with each other? What are you doing in each other's lives?
I think I'd like to be friends with him for the rest of my life. And he's always been a good friend, so I wouldn't mind that. I mean, we're only going to be, what, an hour away from each other next year and for the next probably a couple of years. So, I mean, I'm hoping to keep up that friendship.
Okay, I'm going to ask the Waif the same questions. 10 years from now, you're all living in Malibu. You're polishing your Grammys and taking calls from agents for your next movie soundtrack. What advice do you have for the people who are standing in the studio now about staying together all that time?
I mean, I would say really music is probably one of the most powerful tools to just have people kind of stay together, because it's kind of a universal, you know, it's like a, you know, collective creation that, you know, we all kind of play off of each other with.
Yeah.
So even though we're kind of all going to separate, some of us are going to separate colleges, I think we're all going to be in Virginia.
Yep.
So I think we'll definitely be able to stay in contact, especially if we're going to be sticking together and being in the music scene.
Music circles are definitely small, so we'll be keeping in touch. I mean, we already have like a gig lined up at Tech next year, which is where Avery's going. Mm-hmm. So
yay. Go Hokies.
We're definitely going to.
I think we have one lineup at the Southern, too, in September.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
so,
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Well, what difficulties have you had keeping the band together these past 6 years?
We are all really busy people.
Yeah,
Simon's in like every band known to man. And you know, I'm on the dance team. We all have our other hobbies that we do. So, you know, when we're trying to figure out practice schedules or when we can do gigs, it's really tough to like, you know, okay, can you practice on Wednesday? No, I can't because I have this going on. So it's really tough, but it's nice when we get to do it.
Well, Avery, you mentioned hobbies outside of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other bonds that you have, you know, either with, you know, with other band members, you know, individually or as a group outside of the band, you know, interests that you share, hobbies that you, you know, do you guys go to the, you know, record store together or the comic book store together, or you know, one of you dating someone else's sister?
No, I mean, nothing too, like, that far, but I mean, we all camp together. I mean, we're playing at Floyd Fest this year, mm-hmm. and, like, that's always great. This will be Sky's first time at Floyd Fest, but, I mean, that's just a weekend that we can enjoy, like, doing something other than music and just, like, just camping and being outside.
Wait a minute. You're going to Floyd Fest and you're not playing music together?
Well, we are, but I mean, okay. Not the whole weekend.
Yeah. And so. Sky's dating my best friend, Caitlin.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Caitlin.
Yeah.
You think she's listening?
Yeah, she is. Hey.
All right. I'll turn around and ask you guys on the soccer team the same question. Obviously, you've been playing together soccer for a long time, but what are other internecine relationships have been developed over the years?
I mean, honestly, just the fact that we've been such close friends and we've developed those bonds by playing soccer together and then attending school together and just having our lives connected has made us such good friends. And so just spending time together.
Stay close to the mic there.
hanging out outside of school and just spending a lot of time together has brought us closer, not only on the soccer field, but just, you know, his people and his friends.
I applaud you for wanting to turn to your friend, but you gotta keep facing the microphone.
Yeah.
If you can find a way to turn your head and keep looking at your friend, that's fine. Well, speaking of sports, support for NRN today is also coming from Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, presenting professional climber and North Face athletic Heidi Wirtz tomorrow evening. This evening at 6 in the Charlottesville Blue Ridge Mountain Sports in the Barrack Road Shopping Center. Heidi's on the cover of the May issue of Climbing Magazine and will present a show on her various expeditions from around the world. That's Heidi Wirtz at Blue Ridge Mountain Sports in Charlottesville this evening at 6, or at brms.com. All right, guests, relax, take a breath, and we're going to read the weather. Markets of Tiger Field forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley is mostly cloudy, 80% showers and thunderstorms today with a high 73 to 78. Cloudy with showers tonight with a low 55 to 60. Then morning fog, cloudy, and 50% chance of showers tomorrow The high of 72 to 77 degrees. Right now in the valley, it's partly cloudy and 73 degrees, partly cloudy and 72 in Lynchburg, mostly cloudy and 73 in Richmond, and in Charlottesville, it's partly cloudy and 68 degrees.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
All right. Hello, boys and girls. Rick Moore here, Sean McCord here, as we interview the folks who are almost ready to leave Western Albemarle High School. But at the moment, we're going to take and speak with a pair of twins who graduated back in, several years ago. We won't go exactly when. And this is going to be weird because I'm going to have to do one at a time and see how we can get that working. And we're going to start with Karen. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. So this is going to be weird. I'm going to keep putting folks off and on and do your thing from there. So Kathy, are you there?
Yes.
All right. So there we go. And I have to keep putting somebody on hold and take somebody off hold so that we can all work. So we'll go. And Kathy, while I have you on the phone, Karen, you're on hold again. So stay tight. Kathy, I want to know, what it was like for you to have a twin sister and for you to go to separate colleges.
Well, when it was happening, I thought I was dying, really. I mean, I felt like it was the worst possible experience that anybody could have. I had always had somebody there that I knew. You go to camp, you don't know anybody, but, you know, your sister's always there. You go to some place, you know, and meet all these strange people, but you've always got that one person there that you knew, which was Karen. And then when it was time to go away to college, we had chosen separate places to go, and I was the first to be dropped off, and I just remember thinking, they're leaving me here, and I don't know anyone. I literally, there was one other girl from the high school that was going to be at Emory, and I didn't know anyone, but it ended up being the best thing because I was probably the most codependent on Karen as far as not being outgoing and not trying to assert myself. So it sucked at the time, but it ended up being what I needed to really come into my own self, so to speak.
All right. Let me check with your sister. Karen, tell me a little bit about, you know, what it's like to be a twin and then, you know, going to a separate college. Was this something that the two of you had plans about beforehand? Did you say, hey, don't you want to go to the same college? Or was it that you each made your own idea and that's just what happened?
Well, we definitely each made our own decision. I don't remember ever talking about it with her beforehand. I was looking for different, you know, college experience than she was looking for. I wanted, you know, I wanted to go somewhere bigger than the high school that we had graduated in. I was looking forward to somewhat being a little bit lost in the crowd and having all those new people to meet, and I think Kathy was looking for something similar to our high school experience, something that wasn't that large, and so that she had somewhat of a comfort. I mean, I can't really speak for her, but I got that feeling that, you know, she didn't really want to be somewhere really huge, and I did. I would have gone somewhere even bigger if I could have, but, you know, but it was a little odd. You know, like she said, we always had each other, but I was looking forward to getting lost a little bit, so.
Kathy, what about that? You know, Karen says that at that point, and you're not, exact twins, correct? You're not identical. But
right.
Is that part of why that decision was made? That you wanted to go one way and she wanted to go the other? Are you that different?
I don't know if we're that different. I think at that point in our lives, our personalities were, I can certainly say she was the stronger personality. I mean, in high school, it was always, oh, there's Karen and Karen's sister, Kathy, always identified as attached to her. Karen's sister, Kathy, was always the preface to, you know, here she comes, Karen's sister, Kathy. I just think that you know what you need, and college is supposed to be that place where you, it's sort of that launching pad for the rest of your life, you know, getting the education for the job that you're going to do, learning how to really live on your own without your parents being responsible for bills. And I guess I knew that I needed small, where when I sat in a class, the professor was going to know my name, as opposed to, you know, sitting in a class and being, you know, one out of 75 to 100. You know, I could go to the post office to check my mail, and my professor would say, you weren't in your 9 o'clock class, where were you? I needed that. but I don't think it's because we were that much different. I think it's what we knew we needed to be successful in school. And it was very apparent when we were looking at campuses. We would go on a campus and I would say, oh, I love this. And Karen would say, oh, there's no way I would ever go here. And then we'd go, you know, 30 miles down the road and get out and walk around and I'd be like, oh, there's no way I'm going here. And Karen would say, this is great. So even then we knew we were looking for different experiences out of college. But I think we both got out of it what we needed to get out of it.
Karen, do you think that your parents had any concerns about that? I mean, did they expect their twin daughters to remain more of twin daughters than two girls who went to separate colleges?
I don't think that our parents ever really expected us to be, you know, one person in two bodies. I felt like they always really respected and acknowledged our differences. So I don't think they ever really thought, and I know that they never mentioned to me, you know, the fact of possibly going to the same place. I think that they always really did a good job of making sure that we had our own individual little things that we did, whether it was a sport or, you know, Kathy did music and I didn't. And, you know, I mean, I think they just really understood that we needed that. I mean, we were twins and we did a lot of things together and we had a lot of the same friends and, you know, obviously we're in school together our whole lives. And I think they did a really good job of making sure that we did have something that we could call our own, you know, as far as our personalities and our likes and our dislikes. And I don't think they really, you know, expected any less because they always tried to help us, you know, be sure that we followed what we wanted to do.
be in the talent show. I've been playing. I don't think that either of us really expected it to go any further than that. But then this summer,
No, this is for a government class.
And we also give a lot of the money we raise doing gigs and stuff back to the MRC because we really do owe them a lot.
We are here talking about high school graduation and friends going their separate ways. We were talking with...